waiting for is here.
Previously on the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, it started with a celebrity paying their kid to rip a tooth out of the kid's mouth, but it's got us on a tangent on something that I brought up that I didn't think was that weird until Wilcox and Chelsea explained that it is weird to pay your kids to do well at sports.
But I got to say, it looks like Chelsea and I are the ones who are in the minority, actually, where you may be right on the money, which I've never said out loud.
Because my mom used to pay me money to get base hits, and it would go up incrementally for multiple base hits. Thanks to WS Corners on Twitter saying, so if Woody hit into a double play, did he owe money? No, but that's how I learned what a fielder's choice was, because my mom would be like, that's not a base hit. You got a fielder's choice. There was somebody on and they had the choice to either get you out or them out. That's not a base hit. You're not getting any money.
Glad to see your mom was a stickler on that.
Wow.
Well, she's right, though. One's a hit and one's not.
But
I didn't get a hit, Chelsea, and I didn't get paid.
Thanks to River, who says, I hated playing soccer as a kid. My mom bribed me with $100 to play one season because she loved soccer.
Now you're just pushing your dreams onto your kid.
I'm blown away by that stuff.
844-4WW shows how you can get through on the phones. TJ actually got paid. TJ, you're on with Woody and Wilcox. Tell us your story, man.
I grew up in a football family, and when I was in high school, there was a monetary value on if we scored a touchdown or if I was able to sack the quarterback. So I'd get $10 every time I sacked the quarterback, and then I would also get $20 if I was to score a touchdown.
What's the biggest haul that you had for one game?
I know I made $50 one game. I remember making the $50 one game, but it was trying every time. I wanted to make the money. I didn't care about the game.
And how far did you get in sports? Did you play beyond high school?
I played a little bit of college, but I didn't like college very much.
Right. All right. TJ, thanks, man. And he brings up an interesting point that I didn't think about. You're playing more for the money than even the team.
It's not good. I don't like it.
Luckily, I suck so much that I was still playing for the team. And it wasn't helping out that much.
Right. I mean, now this guy is only trying to make the dough. So even if it's something that might not result in a win, he's going to go out and get his money.
Right.
You're like a pro athlete who's got a bonus structure that's like, you know, if I sack the quarterback X number of times and I get an extra $1 million or whatever.
So he's ignoring his other responsibilities just to go make the sack.
But I mean, from your point of what's happened to you, though, makes me feel sad, because then, you know, you go out there, you don't get a base hit or whatever. Now you're feeling like less than, totally. Like your value and your worth are just tied up in this baseball game. So,
Chelsea, they were.
But that's not, I mean, do you want to put your kids in a position to make them feel poorly about themselves? Like, this is where self-esteem is built, right? And you're basing it on a performance on a baseball field. I may get a lot of parenting things wrong, but I feel like that does some kind of damage down the road. Obviously, here you are now. Am I wrong?
I don't know if not getting it does any more damage than getting it. I think you feel poorly just by playing poorly. Like, you know, you go out on the field and you don't get a hit, you feel poorly, whether there was money on the line or not.
Correct.
To me, it's the same either way. I think it's bad precedent. First of all, because now what else are you paying them for? I mean, if you're going to pay them for something that's fun, that they're supposed to love and enjoy, my God, what else are you paying them for? Are you paying them for everything? Are you also getting paid for grades and doing your homework? And
844-4WW shows the way you can get through.
Kayla, I didn't exactly love playing golf when I was a teenager, so my dad would pay me for each shot. You got a 20 for an eagle, a 10 for par, a 5 for a bogey.
5 for a bogey?
What?
You didn't even mention a birdie. Where's the birdie in there? That must have been the 15. No mention of that. So literally every shot you got paid. Unless it was, what, double bogey and then you got nothing? Then you had to Mickelson it? You had to chase it down?
Hit it while it's still rolling?
Body a flopping. I want to get to this Fez call at 704-FEZ-3200.
Hey, guys. Yeah, this is Travis calling in. I was bribing my son to behave in school and to be good and to do better. We had a real behavior issue with him. And I kind of made the mistake of falling into the trap where he was basically extorting me for every little good deed or thing that he did, you know. And then it went into chores, and it just, it snowballed to the point where I eventually just had to shut it down, or I was going to go broke. You know, I was hitting my son up for money at the, towards the end of the work week type of thing, you know, money I'd already given him for extorting me for his good behavior and or chores. Thought I'd share that with you.
Well, that's what, I mean, and that's kind of what I was saying earlier. Like, if you're going to pay your kid to do well in a sport, obviously you must be paying him for everything at that point. I don't know where you draw the line then.
But, or more along the lines of what, if you're paying for something they're already supposed to do.
Well, right.
It becomes a huge issue.
Yeah. The Fez line, as it's known, 704 Fez 3200.
Hello there. Talking about bribes in school. Well, I'm only 5'6", so sports was out of the question. But now that I'm nearly 40 years old, I have to bribe myself every day to listen to this show. Thank you.
Right.
Well done, sir.
Mm-hmm.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Really? That's amazing.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
They simply couldn't imagine being without each other.
With Woody.
Ah, what the hell is the matter with you?
And Wilcox.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is insanity!
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is like, you know, when you're getting your legs waxed and they whip that thing off real fast. That's what this is like.
And now, it's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I've been through this a million times in all my years in the theater. Take a deep breath. Good. Blow it out. Let's just do a good show, okay? Everybody do a good show.
Well, whether we do a good show or not, I mean, that's obviously unlikely, but it's already been a tough go for some people, I'll tell you that.
A tough go?
Well, you heard the replay there. We were talking about the bribing stuff that we did yesterday, bribing your kids to perform better, primarily in sports, and it all started with Woody saying that his mom bribed him to do well in baseball. And, well, we got this on our voicemail.
Hey, Woody and Wilcox, it's the nosebleed guy from the other day. On the topic of bribing, my dad also used to bribe me per bases hit in baseball when I was younger and played terrible baseball. I would get 5 for a single, 10 for a double, 20 for a triple, and 40 for a home run. And this is the second time I've related to Woody in the last 7 days, so I don't know what my life has come to.
Right. See, it's already a living hell for that guy.
Oh, no, he's realizing.
It's a scary moment.
It's right? A scary moment when you realize how right. Awesome you are, Chelsea. That's right.
Well, by the way, granted, that's coming from a guy who self-identifies as the nosebleed guy. So, I mean, that's really condemnation of you, Woody, I feel like, because here's a guy whose nickname is the nosebleed guy, and that's not the worst thing about it.
Right? Those of us who get nosebleeds, it's a tough life to live.
Right, but he apparently is okay with bleeding out of his nose and being so much so that he's known as that, but somehow relating to you twice in a two-week period. Period is what really is the straw that broke the camel's back. So drink it in. Don't try and twist it any other way. And this came in as well.
Hey guys, it's Big Mike, and I missed the show today, but I'll be catching up on the podcast. And you guys were talking about bribes and bribing your kids to do better, and them only worrying about the money and everything like that. And I'm seeing it from both ways, that it could be a positive, it could be negative. But in my experience, it doesn't work. I mean, I've sent at least 14 bribes to y'all, and the show still sucks. So, you know, something's not working. So, yeah. You know, we have to change the tactic there.
Yep.
But keep up the good work.
Right.
Keep going. And what cannot y'all do?
All right. You know what? Mike, it's unnecessary.
And now, a moment with Wilcox.
You got to give him credit. Man, that Tom Brady. What cannot he do?
I don't think that came out right.
Huh? Is that not the right way to say that?
I don't know.
That Tom Brady. What cannot he do? I feel like that's right. Not right?
This has been A Moment with Wilcox.
Can I make one mistake without it being just blasted on some sort of pre-recorded bit? I mean, it's not like...
One mistake?
And now, A Moment with Wilcox.
And those of you that also are commenting on the William Wilcox... William, what's our name? Is it Woody? What are we calling it this day? Woody and Wilcox? Is that how you say it?
This has been A Moment with Wilcox.
It's very complicated. I mean, I have a lot going on in my life. And you found two things over the course of 15 years that I...
And now, A Moment with Wilcox.
And it's going to be all over you like a pig on stank. Or a fly on something. Or all over you. Tell you that much.
This has been A Moment with Wilcox.
I think your point is well made.
All right.
And as a matter of fact, I have a feeling that this call on our voicemail feels the same way.
Yeah. Who'd you all bribe to get on the air?
Okay.
That's the question.
That is not the question, sir.
That is a great question.
The secret.
The list is long and distinguished.
Well, and speaking of that, we'll all get to have a little taste of that, I guess, here in an hour or so when Woody jumps into a little Woody Game Wednesday, Chelsea.
Can we just skip it?
Chelsea, why would we skip Helen Keller Day?
Oh, no.
That sounds offensive already.
It does. You're going to make bad jokes.
Wait. Why is that offensive if I announce that it is Helen Keller
Day? It's not. I just said it sounds like it may be.
Right. It could be.
Is that what we're celebrating today?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's fine then.
Because I thought immediately, as soon as I thought of Helen Keller Day, I laughed out loud and I'm like, that's offensive and I'm not going to do it.
Too soon.
I'm not going to be that guy.
Nope. Well.
So you did it?
Too late for that. No, I think he just said he's not doing it.
I'm not doing that.
I don't believe him. Okay. I'm sure it'll suck anyway.
How dare you? How dare you?
We also will play a round of It Happened in Florida here in the next little bit. And a chat. Something has happened. I mean, it's big. And why we're all still here today and not just home reflecting on this scenario, I'm not quite sure. You may not even be aware of the historical significance of what went on yesterday. But I'll share it with you as part of the chat, and we'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
And now, it's time for The Chat Report. Stuff happening around the globe.
The G is silent.
Beep, 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 beep.
On The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, today should have been a holiday, and I don't know why it's not. I guess it maybe will be next time around. And it's not because it's Helen Keller Day, as Woody mentioned earlier, although, yeah, that's, you know, I'm sure we'll celebrate that. Something happened yesterday to an icon. When you think of the greatest honor that can be bestowed upon a human being, what is that honor? Chelsea?
Purple Heart?
Purple Heart.
Medal of Honor is what
those
I was going to say.
Very good. Those are great answers.
Those are both for military. Are you talking civilian or military?
Civilian in this case.
Nobel Prize?
Nobel Prize. Good answer. Plus, it comes with like $1 million, the Nobel Prize.
Yes.
Not what I'm looking for.
Medal of Freedom or whatever it is.
Medal of Freedom. No. I'm thinking of what Barry Gibb received yesterday.
Grammy.
No, not Grammy. Emmy. Grammys weren't. You should know that.
Oscar.
Grammys weren't yesterday.
Tony.
The man was knighted. This is always one of my favorite things because, A, I don't understand it, and, B, it seems silly. But Barry Gibb, kids, look him up, from the band The Bee Gees, was knighted yesterday.
So he's now Sir Barry Gibb?
That's correct. Good job, Woody. This Barry Gibb. Remember the Bee Gees? As I like to call them, perhaps the greatest band of all time.
Ugh.
What do you mean, ugh?
What a load of garbage.
How dare you? But maybe more important than that, it led to the one thing that Woody and I can agree on in this world, the time that Jimmy Fallon was the funniest ever. Several years back, make it 15 plus, when he was on SNL did a sketch called the Barry Gibb Talk Show.
He would talk politics.
Where Jimmy Fallon played Barry Gibb and everything was in song and By the way, I've tweeted out the sketch. So if you're not following at Woody and Wilcox, today's the day you start. Because if you haven't seen that sketch, you are missing out on life's pleasures.
It's the Barry Gibb Talk Show.
By the way, Cool Beans, I assume you know your man is in that sketch as well. Part of the reason why it is so funny is because Timberlake is always hilarious.
Yep.
And whenever they do anything musically oriented on Saturday Night Live and he's a part of that, it's always fantastic. I'm telling you, even if you're a Woodyite and don't think Jimmy Fallon is funny, that is one of the top, I'm going to say top five. Maybe sketches of all time on Saturday Night Live.
I will agree with that.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a great show for you tonight. Let's get down to business. This week, Fed Chairman Benjamin Bernanke said that the U.S. economy will pick up later this year. Nancy Pelosi, do you agree with Chairman Bernanke's rosy assessment of our financial future?
I do, Barry, but it's also important that we discover the causes of our current situation, and the first step is the formation of an impartial investigatory committee.
A committee? A committee? That's your answer to the worst financial disaster since the Great Depression. Are you out of your mother-loving, dope-smoking hippie mind?
No, I...
Don't you dare contradict me on my show! Do you hear me, bug eyes? I'm Barry Effingham!
You hear me, bug eyes?
So stupid. It may be the dumbest thing ever. And yet, maybe the greatest thing ever. So, Barry Gibb, been knighted. By the way, he did comment, and it is as big as you imagine it is.
It's all surreal and a great shock, you know, because it's not something I personally ever expected to happen in my life. So, this is the greatest honor that your culture can give you.
Right? And Barry Gibb talk show. He didn't mention it, but I'm sure that was part of it. Mm-hmm. He did talk about what he's going to do now that he's won it.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Hell yeah, Chelsea. Love that Australian accent. That Boom. Was just so fantastic.
Boom!
Didn't see it coming, did you?
Doesn't matter. Still hate it.
Doesn't matter. Does not matter.
Just stop doing it.
On this day that we find out that Barry Gibb has knighted, can we bring it together and unite?
No.
Just for today. Just come together and admit that that's hilarious and that we're not going to argue when Barry Gibb is now a knight. Come on.
Fun for you.
Come on. We've got a round of It Happened in Florida, that's for sure. And if you're not out of your mother-loving hippie mind, you're going to play along with us, and we'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So we've got three stories. We're going to share it here as part of this round of It Happened in Florida. What that means is Woody and I will share these three true stories that are out there in the headlines, but they could have happened anywhere all over the world. You have to spot the one that happened in Florida. Why Florida? I mean, because Florida, obviously, they consistently crank out the crazy each and every day. And so we tip the cap to Florida. And if you can spot that Florida story first, you win. 844-4-WW-SHOW. Woody's got story number one.
My story and story number one is about a video, specifically a video that was posted on a police department's Facebook page warning people against a life of crime. Now, I think we all know and probably were raised the right way where you're not supposed to steal. Now, if you choose to have that life of crime, how likely are you to steal from a police officer? Not likely, right? That's what the video shows on their Facebook page. And it reinforces Wilcox's belief that all squirrels are a-holes. And the fact that this video showed a squirrel stealing a donut from a cop. That's right, a squirrel. On their Facebook page, seriously, he stole a perfectly good donut from a cop. That's a straight up felony and also rude. It's been viewed over 250,000 times. Was it in Florida where instead of doing something and stopping the squirrel and getting this felony squirrel off our streets, they decided to take video and post it on their police Facebook page?
Is it felony squirrel or felon?
Or felonious.
Felonious squirrel.
Yeah.
Well done, Chelsea.
Great band name.
Nice.
Great, yeah. FS. Speaking of videos, there's another video. Did I put this up? If I didn't, I'm going to at any moment now. At Woody and Wilcox on Twitter, and we'll also put it on Facebook. The video that I want to play some audio for you from is of a man riding a roller coaster. And he's at this amusement park, and they're videotaping him, and he's going nuts. And then he passes out. Listen to this. Continues, and he periodically comes to.
Oh my God! And he's out again. Right. He's out. And he's back.
I'm not exactly sure what's happening here because this is just one of those videos that went viral. But obviously, this guy has some sort of issue where excitement or fear or something causes him to just whoop, lights out. Because you hear him going nuts, and he's not playing. This isn't like your fun screaming.
He's out again.
And he...
Oh, my God!
Right. Just goes limp.
Is this like your buddy who, when he gets too much adrenaline or sees something scary or a lot, just passes out?
Something scary?
Obviously, I don't know the answer, but it looks like that.
Oh, my God.
And it's funny because he's only out for a few seconds, and then he sort of, you see him wake back up again, realizing that he's on a roller coaster, and then does it all over again. It's like one of those fainting goats, except he's strapped in so he doesn't drop to the ground. But if he wasn't, he'd be on the ground. I'll put the video up here in a second, and you'll be able to see what I'm talking about. My question is he at an amusement park in Florida where he continually passes out on a roller coaster and then wakes back up and then passes out again? Woody's got the third and final story.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how awesome is jury duty? You've had jury duty before, haven't you, Wilcox?
I've never actually gone to jury duty.
Really?
No. Ooh, no. I would actually like to. I feel like I'd love to go to jury duty.
Of course you would.
Well, then you obviously don't know what it entails.
I mean, that may be true.
All right, Chelsea, you've been on jury duty
before.
Yeah,
I was 20.
How awesome is it on a scale from 1 to 10?
It was not awesome.
No, it's like it's a zero. And that's why I can understand why the woman in story number 3 thought, you know what, I need to bring a little something to make jury duty more exciting. What would you bring, Chelsea? Books?
A book.
Magazine? Mm-hmm. Candy, maybe?
Sudoku? Candy.
Sudoku?
People still do that?
I don't know. Yes, I think so. I think my wife does it.
She ratcheted it up a little bit and decided to bring some cocaine with her. You know, just a little tootie-toot, just to, you know, woo-hoo, get lots of stuff done at jury duty. Look at
jury
me.
Jury duty was fun.
Yeah. Having a great time. Sadly, what you didn't think about is, you know, you have to empty your pockets when you're going through the metal detector and all that stuff, even if you're just going for jury duty. And the 39-year-old woman then was charged with possession. Turns out she also had meth in her other pocket in case that cocaine wore off.
Wow.
Before, yeah, well, she was ready to party, Chelsea. You know, jury duty is boring and staying awake is tough, but don't bring your coke and your meth to jury duty. Was it in Florida where she was going to party things up a little bit? Adam is up first to try and solve our quiz. Adam, all three stories actually happened. Only one of them went down in the Plywood State. Can you tell us which one?
Well, Woody, it's a toss-up between two or three, but I'm going to go with number 2, roller coaster.
You're going to go with number 2? Yeah, Wilcox is saying yeah.
Yeah, you had a good shot at this because actually I believe 2 of our stories took place in Florida today. That's top-notch planning is what we like to call that because neither Woody or I recognized that until just now. Six Flags in Florida, and I don't know exactly where, is where the dude continually passed out, woke up, rinsed, and repeated throughout the entire ride on the roller coaster. I have now put it up on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. It's also out on Twitter. You can find that at Woody and Wilcox. So well done.
And story number 3, yes, Adam, you had that as well. Newport Richey, Florida is where the woman was going in for jury duty and had cocaine and meth in her cargo shorts, so she's a snappy dresser as well.
Cargo shorts.
And the squirrel who stole a donut from a cop and they videotaped it. I'm not sure I'm saying this correctly. Anchorage, Alaska?
You are saying that right.
Didn't we We lived there for a while, didn't
That's
we?
That's right. Well done, Woody. We lived there for 4 years.
Yes. Okay, great. Anchorage, Alaska.
Still on the radio there, as a matter of fact.
What's up, people listening to The Fox?
Hello, 100.5 The Fox. How you doing?
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, it's been a weird weather pattern. Not just here, but around the world. Have you been following it all with the heat wave that has struck Europe?
Have I ever?
No, it's just one of those things that you don't think of places like England and Scotland having a heat wave. And when I saw the headline about particularly Scotland, Edinburgh, Scotland, said that the streets were buckling under blowtorch weather. I'm like, wow, that's pretty amazing. So I click on the headline. What do you, in your mind, blowtorch weather, Chelsea? What's the degree? Then you go, my God, it's like a blowtorch out there. Because, Wilcox, you went to school at the University of Arizona. You have lived in the summer in Arizona. You understand more than any of us what I think blowtorch weather would be like.
I happen to be, fun fact, and this is fun. You're really going to enjoy this. I happen to be in Phoenix on the hottest day ever in Phoenix.
Was that like 123?
126.
But that's a dry heat, right?
It sure is. Sure is.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter at 126.
Still very hot.
I was, before you even said this, because I can tell you're being sarcastic, heat is relative. So when they say heat wave, for them, that could be like 80 degrees.
Well, that's right. That's why when they called it blowtorch weather, where pavement was buckling under the heat, and they showed a picture of a sidewalk that literally has elevated into a giant, looks like a skateboard ramp.
Sorry, the hottest day ever in Phoenix I was in was 122. I apologize.
Okay, thank you.
If you're keeping a log.
It was 86 degrees in Scotland. And they're like, it's a blowtorch! Blowtorch at 86! And I go, well, hang on a second now. I appreciate that you're not used to 86 degrees.
So that's unusual in Scotland. I mean, I don't know. I guess. I imagine in my mind's eye, cloudy, dank, 50s. That's sort of what I think of as the as Scotland weather.
Right.
So I guess 80,
drizzly.
86 would seem toasty.
The sizzling temperatures continue to cause havoc, is what it also says.
I mean, if it's damaging the roads. They're obviously not equipped for that. You know how Southerners react to ice. So, I mean.
It is. It's the flip side of that.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Fair point, Chelsea.
Well, but, and you know as well that I'm sure this is a place that doesn't have air conditioning because it stays relatively cool. And so it's normally not needed. I've lived in two places where no one had air conditioning. It was just a regular, you know, if you live in the coastal part of San Diego, nobody has air conditioning. If you live in Anchorage, Alaska, almost nobody has air conditioning. But there are going to be days where you're like, why do we not have air conditioning? But normally, 50 weeks out of the year, you don't really need it.
Right.
And then there's 2 weeks where people start dying. And that's probably what's happening in Scotland.
Are people dying?
People are not handling it well. That's
what does that
a fact.
Mean, though? Well, like, are they naked in the streets? What's happening?
Well, they're wearing kilts anywhere normally. So, I mean, naked
dare
is,
you.
They're
dare
basically
you?
Naked anytime.
They're not.
It's just a skirt with no underwear.
Right.
Like, that's not naked.
It's naked where I come from.
Really? Where do you come from?
You need to broaden your life.
Man, I got to stay out of Silver Spring, Maryland.
Take off your pants!
There's a dude wearing a skirt with no underwear. That's essentially naked.
No.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with you about it.
Because you're wrong?
You can finish your point.
I just, you know, it's fun. I think you need to keep your eye on Scotland right now to see all the crazy things that are going to be going on there.
Sweet. I'm going to keep my eye on Scotland.
It is
fun. You said it's fun.
It is. Chelsea, when you come from a warmer climate and you see other people get to experience it and all the funny things that they do, that's fun. Including
keep
issuing,
living out loud, Woody.
Including living, issuing alerts about blowtorch type weather at 86.
So keep your eye on Scotland, Chelsea, is what Woody's imploring us to do at this
point.
All right,
you got your choice. Are you going to keep your eye on Scotland, or are you going to keep your eye on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page? Because we're about to go Facebook Live for Woody Game Wednesday.
Which, tough choice. I'm going to choose Scotland.
Right, me too.
That's what I thought, which is going to be more fun.
Scotland.
It is Helen Keller Day.
Again, I'm imploring you not to make a lot of jokes about that.
What makes you think that I would make jokes about a great American like Helen Keller?
I don't know. I sense it.
What do you mean you sense it? That's not what we're going to be celebrating today. It's International Ragweed Day. We're not going to be celebrating that either.
I'm going to keep my eye on that, though, like I am Scotland.
So fun.
You better keep your eye on Sunglasses Day, which we will be celebrating as a part of Woody Game Wednesday.
Sunglasses Day?
That is a fact. We're going to be playing Woody Game Wednesday, an opportunity for you to enjoy on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. We go live. Mm-hmm. What do you mean highly unlikely?
You know what I mean.
Strap in.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to get all kinds of fun up in here.
All right.
We're going to do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, there's so many great things we could have been celebrating today on Woody Game Wednesday. Great birthdays today, by the way. Tobey Maguire, the OG Spider-Man. How old do you think Tobey Maguire is? He still looks like he's 12.
40.
37.
43 years old. Wow. Happy birthday to J.J. Abrams. Of course, Alias, Lost, Star Trek, and Star Wars. He's 52. Bob Keeshan. Celebrating a birthday today if he was still alive. Wilcox, Bob Keeshan.
That is Captain Kangaroo.
That is a fact.
Right.
Captain Kangaroo, not only a United States Marine Corps member, but also a member of the Clown Hall of Fame.
Wow, that's a combo that you don't hear a lot about. The dual Marine Clown combo.
That's correct. Clown Hall of Famer.
Wow.
And of course, Helen Keller's birthday. But today we celebrate Sunglasses Day. Probably the most important accessory of the summer season, wouldn't you agree?
I'm going to put swimsuit above it, but yes, it's important.
Sunglasses every day.
Yes, you wear your sunglasses even when you're driving, you're walking around, you're not always wearing your...
Yes, but when I don't wear my sunglasses, it's not as tragic as when somebody doesn't wear their swimsuit.
I'm going to give that to Wilcox. Okay,
Have you seen America, Chelsea?
Yes.
Which would you rather see? Somebody at the airport not wearing sunglasses or somebody at the airport not wearing pants? Thank you.
Let's meet our contestants before we get into the game. Welcome to the show, Maya. Maya, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your favorite brand of sunglasses?
The cheapest one.
The cheapest one. So you're like Wilcox.
Too. Yeah, I'm the same way.
You hate your eyes and you're slowly killing yourself.
I don't hate my eyes. I just know that I would lose them or break them within 2 days.
John.
I have little kids, you bet.
Yeah, sure, little
tear
kids.
Tear them off your face, yeah. John, good morning. What's your favorite pair of sunglasses?
Them $5 Ray-Bans.
Yeah, all right. Well, good. You may have an actual leg up on this game because we are playing a brand new game that I'm calling Who? Ray. Because one of the most famous sunglasses brands is Ray-Bans.
And what's the name of the game?
Who? Ray. Hooray!
I get it. I didn't need you to...
Maya, John, I'm going to be giving you audio clips of famous people named Ray.
Okay.
As soon as you think you know who it is, you shout out your name. If you get it right, you get a point. Your opponent gets a point if you get it wrong. Okay? And these are all audio clips, so I'll just be playing some sound for you. You get to enjoy the sounds when you think you know it. Shout out your name.
And make sure that you're listening just to the phone. Don't turn up your radio because that'll mess you up.
That'll give an unfair advantage to the other person because you'll be on the delay. All right, you guys ready to play? Who? Ray!
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, here comes offering number one. Who? Ray. John.
Ray Charles.
Ray Charles, yes. Famous blind musician, unlike Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles actually blind.
No, don't go down that path.
It's a fact.
It's not a fact.
It's a fact. Nah, Stevie Wonder's not blind. Okay.
I got one for John, nothing for Maya.
All right.
If you're just joining us, of course, I'm sure you've already figured it out. We're celebrating National Sunglasses Day by Woody creating a game called Who? Ray. In honor, I guess, of Ray-Bans. I don't even know.
That's exactly right. All right. Second offering in Who Ray? Name this Ray.
Lombardi and Spider-Man. And now our biggest prize bears his name. I'm older. Of course I'm older. I
That's the beauty of it. 16 years plus. Different level of wisdom, different level of understanding, different level of punishment. I want to live long after my records have fallen, long after my rings have tarnished. And whatever you got to do to make sure you chase your legacy every second of your life, won't you be remembered? How would you be remembered? Why wouldn't you fight for the greatest achievement ever? Leave your mark.
All right, I feel like if they haven't gotten it at this point, they're not getting it.
All right, he's a football player. He was accused of murder.
Can I get Ravens?
Played for the Ravens. His first name is Ray.
I don't think it's happening. I think we have to call and move on to the next.
All right, Ray Lewis is who we were looking for there. Ray Lewis. Okay, name this Ray.
It's stressful because I had to be drunk also. And even as an actor, that's even more stressful. Yeah.
John. Because you got John rang in.
Ray from That's So Raymond.
That was shaky at best. Yes. I know you know who it is, but yeah. That was a horrible description.
His name is Ray, but I'm going to need more than that.
I have no clue what his last name is.
And what did you say the name of the show was, John?
That's So Ray Raymond.
Also not right, exactly.
I mean, I think you're screwing up That's So Raven with Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes.
And that's Ray Romano. Oh, Maya getting the point on that
Can't
one.
Can't give John that one, unfortunately. No. So that's right. One for John, one for Maya playing...
Who? Ray.
In honor of National Sunglasses Day.
All right. Name this Ray.
Oh, wait. She's still not there, Cool Beans?
But we lost
line
Maya.
One. Okay, pick her up on line one.
Sorry.
It's hard to win when you're not there, Maya.
Right. That's right.
Maya. Well, she's got one.
It is.
Okay.
All right. Good news is you weren't here and scored a point, Maya.
Yeah, you did. You're tied and you weren't even playing.
It's all tied up. All right. Name this Ray who learned to be a mobster from a real mobster.
They gave me a guy who used to be a cop whose family was in the mob and he later went mob. And I remember one day we go to lunch, right? We get there eating, and I wanted to pay. He's telling me things and sharing things. My wallet's not there. Like, what the heck? Oh my gosh, what do I do with my wallet?
I feel like if they're not here, they're still
John. John. Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan is not who we're looking for on that one. Ray Liotta is who we were looking for.
Maya, look at this. Is Maya still there? Is she winning now? Not there.
Yeah.
There you go, Maya. John. Hasn't rung in yet and is winning 2-1.
That's right.
That's fantastic.
Yes. All right. It could come down to this one.
Okay, so this is a best of five.
I've got extras just in case. I had a feeling this might be tougher than most people thought. All right, name this Ray as we play. Who? Ray, who did this song?
The guy from Ghostbusters.
Name is your buzzer.
Maya. Oh, darn, I just had the name of the guy from Ghostbusters.
His first name is Ray.
Ray... Oh, I don't know. Dang, I just had it. I know it's from Ghostbusters.
Oh, no.
You're better when you're not ringing in,
that's
Maya.
That's right. John.
I've been quiet, right?
Yeah. Ray Parker Jr. is who we were looking for on that one. Ray Parker Jr.
Look at you, John, with your comeback by saying nothing. 2-2, so comes down to this one?
It could if they get it.
Well, that's what I mean, assuming. Yes.
All right, I am the guitarist and lead singer of this band who just got back together.
I met her in a club down in Lotsoho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola.
Somebody ringing in?
John dying?
John!
Ray Dayton.
Ray Davies is correct. Yes, you got it.
I didn't think that was ever going to happen.
Wow. Ray Davies from the Kinks, and the Kinks are back together. I did have another tiebreaker, but it was non-audio. My dong and a video camera made Kim Kardashian famous on our sex tape. Would anybody have gotten that
Ray
one?
J.
Ray J.
Ray J.
Ray J.
She knew that one.
You didn't know Ray Parker Jr., but you knew the Kim Kardashian sex tape.
Yeah,
guy.
You did.
Yeah. We all did.
All right.
That's a tough break, Maya, but John is going to walk away with the win on that one.
Yeah.
I appreciate it either way, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Maya.
Good job scoring points while not even on the phone.
Yeah, it was impressive. Nice job.
And that's how you celebrate Sunglasses Day, by playing a brand new game I called Who? Ray. Hooray!
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
I'm waiting for an apology from both you, Wilcox, and you, Chelsea.
What, and what would we be apologizing for?
How huge a success Woody Game Wednesday was. And you were expecting something horrible. People calling on the Fez line complaining about, oh, don't do all those Helen Keller jokes. Don't do Helen Keller. No, we would never do something like that. Class and culture is what Woody Game Wednesday is all about. Am I right?
No, you're not. But I wasn't on the spectrum of Woody Game Wednesdays. That one wasn't terrible. I like those sorts of games. Not a guessing game.
Right.
There's skill involved, and yes, it was a little bit challenging for our contestants.
It was a lot challenging.
But it did allow you to say, that's so Raymond.
I actually
a
did
combination of Everybody Loves Raymond and That's So Raven.
Yes.
So that's fun.
I give credit to John for that one.
Mm-hmm.
I get giddy about any game I don't have to play.
All right. I'll go along with that.
As does America, Chelsea.
In case you missed it and you'd like to punish yourself, you can always check out the video on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. We always go Facebook Live. One thing I did want to admit and come clean about is I'm about to do a 180 on this whole soccer thing. You know, the World Cup is going on right now. Have you been watching any of the World Cup action?
Not nearly as much as I wish I was. It's very hard, first of all, because of the time difference.
Right, isn't it like an East Coast 10-2 now?
It's earlier than that.
Well, we've reached the knockout round, right? They do sort of a pool play, what they call. And if you missed some of the games yesterday, a couple of the teams that had already guaranteed to make it into the next round, the elimination round, played each other to a fascinating 0-0 tie with almost no shots on goal.
Now, you said you were coming around, so you sound like you're just making fun of it again. Now, where's the coming around part?
There are two things that are going to make me come around to soccer. And if you're like me and you're not a fan of soccer, I know at least one of them will change your mind. I'll give you both of them, and we will do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Before you get into whatever you were going to get into, Woody, thanks to Jennifer who rang in on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. Hey guys, Woody Game Wednesday actually served a purpose today.
No.
She says, I had forgotten that today was National Sunglasses Day. Which, by the way, this is... That means she knew it was National Sunglasses Day at one point. Anyway, she says, I'd forgotten that today was National Sunglasses Day and had to remember my toddler's sunglasses for daycare at their sunglasses party. I would have been screwed. But I didn't have to go to daycare without them because Woody reminded me that today was National Sunglasses Day. Thank you.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Another news, there's toddlers at daycare having a sunglasses party.
Right. Yeah, that's correct.
You, Chelsea.
First time in the history, by the way, Jennifer, that Woody Game Wednesday has ever had a positive effect. So thank you for highlighting that one time. That's very kind of you.
I'm going to admit something here on the radio that it's difficult for me to admit. I've been watching soccer on TV. For those who don't know, I'm a rabid anti-soccerite. And the reasons are simple. I'm a God-fearing, red-blooded American, and we hate soccer.
That's not accurate.
We don't enjoy low-scoring affairs where there's a lot of passing and fake shin injuries. It's in our DNA. We didn't kick the English out over 200 years ago so that we could watch them play football.
Your small mind just can't wrap itself around a very, very skilled and... intense competition, apparently.
Oh, soccer is intense.
It is intense.
It'd be very athletic. All that running.
Yeah, why not just watch a marathon? There's just as much scoring.
All right. You were getting to a point.
You were going to compliment it, I thought, and now you've just devolved into making fun of it again.
There are two things that are going to make me watch, and one of them is a bar, sadly, that I can't make it to because a pub in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, has announced that they're going to give a free drink to every customer in the bar when one particular soccer player takes a dive. Now, as you probably know, soccer players are sort of famous for faking gruesome injuries at the slightest touch, right? It's a knock on professional soccer, and the World Cup is no different. The guy's name is Neymar. Professionally, he plays in France, but he's on Brazil's team, and he is world famous. If you look at him wrong, he glances, oh, and then he does like 17 rolls around the turf, and he's like, I've got to die.
Just because you don't understand anything about soccer and can only apparently focus on the fake injury, which, by the way, as a soccer fan, I'm not a fan of either.
Nobody is, but why do they do it?
Well, it does. I don't know all the ins and outs. I think part of it has to do with only having one ref. You know, there's a huge field, and it's sort of that in any sport where if you react to something and the ref just catches it out of the corner of his eye, maybe he assumes you got fouled even if you didn't. They're trying to cut down on it. I don't know why.
The Sir
they
Walter.
They don't do it better, but it's just one of those things.
But I would watch soccer more if more bars would offer a free shot every time a player fakes an injury. Now, it's not every player. It's this one particular player in the Sir Walter pub in Rio de Janeiro offering a free round of shots to the entire bar when he goes to ground for a fake injury. They've received a record amount of reservation requests for the game because people want to take advantage of this. They know what's going to happen. Imagine how much more exciting soccer would be when you got a free drink every time they faked a shin injury.
That would be awesome. I mean, no question about that.
And I'm going to keep watching the World Cup all the way through the end because if there is one particularly special final, if Sweden makes it all the way to the final game, they will take on and could possibly take on Denmark. Okay, they're on opposite sides of the bracket. Chelsea, you're going to love this one. Okay. If Sweden takes on Denmark, you know how they abbreviate the country names down into three letters? Mm-hmm. Well, Sweden would be SWE and Denmark would be DEN, spelling out the word Sweden. And the letters that they didn't use, DEN and MARK, would spell out the word Denmark. Huh?
Woody? Stop talking.
This makes soccer fascinating on a linguistic level.
This is just letters.
Stop talking.
They're just letters, but it's odd that if they should make it all the way to the final, Sweden and Denmark, they would play each other, and it would say Sweden, and you'd be like, why does it say Sweden? It doesn't. It just says S-W-E and D-E-N.
Woody, stop talking.
And what about the letters they didn't use? Denmark. Boom.
Woody, stop talking.
Mind blown.
And you were complaining about soccer, and this is what you brought.
Woody, stop talking.
Hey, this is embarrassing. I mean, more so
Woody,
than usual.
Snap out of it.
You got to admit, I'm not
that's
sure
pretty wild.
Why that came to your attention, or more importantly, why you thought it was worthy of sharing. That's the part that I'm even more surprised by.
That's fascinating. You have to admit that that's fascinating.
It's not fascinating.
Yes, I hate you, Woody.
Keep it to your blog.
You suck, Woody.
Do I?
Yeah.
Or does soccer?
Nope. I'm not blaming soccer at all for that.
Woody and Wilcox.
Huh?
You know, my life used to have quality until I started listening to your show.
Gotcha. Well, I wish you'd direct that more straight at Woody, though.
Go football. Go
Woody
World Cup.
Cost. You suck.
They say half the world is tuning in to the World Cup. They did the last one.
That was the most interesting stat that I saw. 3.2 billion people watched the 2014 World Cup. Obviously, they don't have stats yet on this one. That's over half the world, basically. That's incredible.
How can they even do that? Because there are multiple people around a TV or the computer or whatever is happening. Like, how can they actually quantify that?
I mean, how do they quantify any ratings for TV? I don't know how that works, but it works, apparently.
They had them all raise their hand and fake shin injuries at the same time.
You know what?
You could drop a tarantula into his shorts and he'll still be cool.
That's reason enough to enjoy soccer right there.
The medicine man arrives and sinks his flaming spear into the hearts of Real Madrid.
Exactly. No,
that's a guy.
That's a guy who's afraid of a bug.
Sorry, that sounded like a soccer announcer.
No, that's the news guy who's afraid of a lizard. That's not it. There you go. That's the guy who got pulled off the United flight. No, those are guys who are afraid of a snake in their car. Those aren't all. That's not all soccer stuff there.
It should be.
No, well, it's just not.
Oh, my God.
It was a weather guy who was afraid of a cockroach. So when did they start back up? Do you know that? Because I know we're in the round of 16.
Yeah, sometime soon.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear that you're on the stick.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
I'm going to go back just for a second. If you just joined us, today is Wednesday. You probably knew that. You didn't need to join us to find that out. But maybe you missed out on Woody Game Wednesday. That's something that we do usually around, 45 minutes ago on Wednesdays. And Woody created a game called Hooray in honor of National Sunglasses Day.
Who? Ray.
Right. thanks to those of you that decided... It's enough that I need to call in. I need to take time out of my day and leave a voicemail.
You know, for the past month, I've missed Woody Game Wednesday simply because, you know, work and whatnot. I've got to listen to it for the first time today. I'm so sad. I never realized how good I had it by missing it for the past month.
Now, if you're like that guy, you can see it. On the Facebook page, the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page, because we always do a Facebook Live during Woody Game Wednesday, and you can see what he's talking about. Then we got this one on the Fez line, too.
I swear, I used to think my life had no meaning. Then I just heard Woody Game Wednesday. Well, I now realize that there is a carrot at the end of the rainbow. Jeez. Thanks, guys.
So I'm not sure if that's a positive or a negative call, to be honest with you.
I see it as a positive.
His life had no meaning, and now, with Woody Game Wednesday, he sees a carrot at the end of the rainbow. I feel like that's a positive.
And now, Moment with Wilcox.
You're finding a hot woman, you're giving her a card, telling her you're basically a talent agent with the idea that there's a carrot at the end of the rainbow. Or whatever that's saying.
Exactly. This has been A Moment with Wilcox.
Carrot at the end of the rainbow is a thing. I don't know how many times I'm going to have to defend that.
You wonder if there's a carrot at the end of the rainbow here for this Texas Tech team trailing 42-3.
You told him to say that on a national broadcast.
I don't know what you're talking about. Fezline, our voicemail, always available at 704-FEZ-3200. That's F-E-Z.
A lot of people celebrate their birthdays in different ways. Some people like to have huge parties. Maybe you'd like to have just an intimate affair, a dinner, quiet with the loved one. A friend of mine recently celebrated her birthday, and she did it online in a way that I've never seen before. And frankly, I hope I don't see it again. I'll give you all the details, and I want to take your temperature on how you feel about it. And if this is actually a thing that is taking off, I'll give you the details about this birthday celebration, and we'll do this next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
People celebrate birthdays in lots of different ways, and I sort of hesitate to bring up something that I saw from a friend on Facebook, and this happened yesterday. But it caught my attention, and it seems so weird. My fingers are crossed that I hope this is not a thing. I'm going to keep my friend anonymous because she may listen to the podcast. She doesn't live here. She lives in California. And posted on her Facebook page, and I wrote it down because I wanted to make sure I got it right. I'm not using hyperbole or something like this. Her post was, "It's my 29th birthday, and I'm accepting all gifts. Here is my Venmo," which is one of those cash apps where you can, you know, from your bank account to another, "just in case you want to bless me with a couple of dollars." That's her post on Facebook for her birthday. In essence, she's saying, "It's my birthday. How about some cash?" And I had never seen somebody be so, I guess, just bold about it, right?
I was hoping you were going to use the word gauche.
I was going to gauche, but I used hyperbole earlier and you winced. So it's.
I only winced because you said, I don't want to use hyperbole. So I wrote down the quote and I was like, how many times have you messed any quote up and cared less about hyperbole?
But this person I know. If it's somebody I don't know, I don't care. And it was like one of those moments where I read it, and then I reread it, and I'm like, hang on a second. It's her 29th birthday, by the way. And she is throwing it out there. How about some cash? A couple hours later, I see on Facebook, so, who's buying me lunch today? And a link to her Venmo account again. And it made me say out loud, what in the hell is up with the youth of today? I felt like an old man, Wilcox. I'm like, Mayday! Wow. I was a normal American and we didn't know people's birthdays because we didn't have Facebook.
You just referred to a 29-year-old as the youth of today.
Yeah. That's the way I think of her.
That's fun.
Normally a fully grown adult by that point.
I concur, Chelsea, but that doesn't mean...
So, I'm sorry. So, this you felt like this was some sort of horrible social transgression. My guess is it's just good natured, you know. Hey, you know, who wants to throw me some cash?
No.
Why not?
There's some truth behind every joke, right? Is that how the saying goes?
Well, I'm sure she wouldn't send it back if he sent it to her, probably. But I mean, I don't feel like this is like some sort of horrible social faux pas.
But if we're already friends and, you know, I know it's your birthday, we probably have something planned. So we're already going to do lunch or whatever. So this is what, just for the fringe, like friends?
Obviously, right? Yeah. For the people she doesn't care about and wants something of monetary value. Right. I don't want just the post on my Facebook wall, happy birthday and, you know, hearts or flowers or whatever it is. I want something physical, concrete. I want cash.
It's kind of tacky.
It's very tacky, Chelsea. It's a problem. It's saying to maybe friends and certainly the fringe friends, I don't want something that doesn't have monetary value. It should have substantial monetary value. If you posted it once, I'd be like, all right, she's just sort of fishing to see what kind of cash she can get. You post twice, who's buying me lunch today? And granted, it was a Tuesday. I get it. Maybe nobody can take her out to lunch because they're working or whatever it is. But maybe you've made plans for this weekend or you did it last weekend. You don't say, who's buying me lunch today? And I'm going by myself. I'll pay with your money.
I just think you're making a bigger deal out of it than it is. It's somebody just having fun. And, you know, if somebody responds, maybe you do find an old friend who's like, hey, that's a great idea. We should have lunch today. And, you know, it's as easy as that.
This is America. There are two times in your life you get to tell your friends what to buy you, when you get married and when you have a baby. Outside of that, we don't register for gifts any other time. You don't get to decide whether or not I give you a gift for your birthday or what that gift is, worth.
Chelsea, you know what this is? This is getting back to when he was given a desk set for Christmas as a 12-year-old. Mm. He's still jealous about other people receiving gifts.
And you can't
just
be together.
Just because right. You didn't get Teddy Ruxpin, the kick-ass robot, and instead got a desk set. I mean, don't harsh on everybody just having some fun on their birthday.
While that is true that I'm still upset at that gift.
I don't think it's the same thing exactly. I mean, if she were 16, I would get it. But she's 29. I mean,
so
come
at 16,
on.
You forgive it? What, youthful ignorance?
Yeah, and it's like your birthday's a bigger deal, I feel like, when you're that age.
Have you ever told somebody what to get you for your birthday?
No, but I mean, for kids these days, you can't put lists together at Christmas time or birthdays, or now even the flip side of your friend looking for money. You've seen a lot of people say, hey, I'm donating to a charity for my birthday.
So, and as a lazy person, I appreciate someone telling me what they'd like. I don't want to have to think. I don't have to work my brain and feel like, oh.
So you don't even, like, you.
What do they like to do? And then what can I figure out that has something to do with that to look creative?
Don't end up with a tenth of a cow.
Right.
That's a solid gift.
You gave a 16-year-old girl a tenth of a cow. If she'd have had this ability back in those days to just say, here's my Venmo account, put some cash in it, she could have saved herself the heartache. Probably would have changed the course of her life forever.
Is this going to become a thing? Even not on birthdays?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I got a job promotion. Send me cash.
Maybe you're assuming that this isn't already a thing.
It could be for, yeah, anything you want to celebrate. Didn't get pregnant, take me to lunch.
Well, no, but I mean also just people putting their account number out there and saying, hey, who wants to throw some? I mean, it's like the people who do the GoFundMes. I need to buy a tuna fish sandwich. I'm trying to raise $10,000. And then people give them money. You've seen it.
But that's more of a jokey type of thing, right?
Well,
this was not in the sarcasm font, which we desperately need. Who's with me? Is this a thing? 844-4WW-SHOW. How often are you just straight up begging for cash? Because that's what I thought she was doing. She's got her hat off her head and she's like,
I still think you're making a bigger deal out of it than it is. And I don't know. Maybe other people are doing it. Since you referred to her as the youth of today, as a 29-year-old, you may not be in touch with what's happening with folks in that time and space compendium.
I have my finger on the pulse of what's going on. It's a continuum.
I mean, I'm pretty familiar with what the 29-year-old people are doing.
Yeah, you are. Oh, yeah.
Cooter.
Doobies make boobies.
Yeah.
Giant cans.
Give me some Frank from Maine cooch. Up in here.
Yes, cooch. Sorry.
You
triggered the alert.
Saying, I've done some research.
Uh-huh. And research? I feel like this... Is that what you guys are calling it these days?
You see, if you're new to the show,
back
Chelsea
in Wilcox's
May...
day, they called it tonsil hockey.
Front butt and back butt.
Chelsea may be dating somebody in that range.
Cooch. Don't say necking ever.
Wang.
Necking.
Cooch.
Yeah. I don't think it's a thing for that.
What were you going to... I'm sorry. Did you have a point was it just pressing the cooch button? No.
They love their cooch here in Pittsburgh.
I don't think it's a thing for that age is what I'm saying. I think most people are past this.
This is an anomaly.
It's just your questionable friend.
Frank has no money. That's why.
Wouldn't he be the one to ask then?
I guess you're right. No, never mind. 844-4WW-SHOW. Is this the thing? Enlighten us if you're the youth of today.
Right. I see all the phone lines lighting up. You better grab one of the many.
There's two ringing right now.
Oh, there are actually phone lines ringing?
Yes.
I was being sarcastic.
So was I.
Wrong number.
I assumed no one would call in and say that was a thing. Maybe. Or if you have a strong opinion the other way. You think it is gauche. We'll find out next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So my friend on Facebook yesterday posted that it was her birthday, 29, and she wanted cash. That's basically what she said, because as a part of her birthday, she included her Venmo badge thing. I don't know what they are. I feel like Wilcox, it's old. I don't understand the cash swapping apps that are out there, and there was a bunch of them. But then later in the day, she did it again. And I think it's sort of ridiculous that you would tell people, give me cash for my birthday. And I think Stuart has some more insights for us at 844-4WW-SHOW. Stuart, you're on with Woody and Wilcox.
Yes, ma'am.
I love that you call Woody ma'am. What's up, Stuart?
Oh. No, I was just, the 29-year-old thing, I agree completely. That's too much. I mean, when you're 20 and under, that's perfectly fine. But after that, no more. I mean, you got to make your own money. Do your own thing.
How old are you, Stuart?
I'm 30, so I'm right there at 29, and every single one of the girls I went to school with still does it, still puts it up on Facebook, still asks for money, still does anything. Hey, who's coming out and buying me drinks? It's too much.
Oh, so you have friends who are that same age who are asking for money on their birthday?
Yeah, well, it's not just money. I mean, it's anything that's free that is categorically given to them free.
and are you saying that this is a female only, that you don't have guy friends that are doing the same thing?
Most of the people don't even ask for anything that are guys that I know of. And I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but I am saying that, you know, I'm not a Facebook norm. I don't see it, but every single pop-up, if I see a birthday and it's somebody that I know, usually I used to want to say, hey, happy birthday. But all I ever see now, half of them have got like a, hey, let's buy, you know, enough to go out and get something to drink and breakfast. And it ends up being, you know, $130. I'm sitting there thinking, I didn't get $130 ever from my birthday, from parents or friends combined. So, that's, I mean, it's just too much.
I agree with you. 844-4WW-SHOW. And by the way, this is the time to friend Wilcox because he thinks it's perfectly fine.
I just think she's having fun. You know, it's her birthday. Cut her a little bit of a break. I think it's just good-natured and, you know, it maybe reminds somebody that she's having a birthday and maybe she connects with an old friend.
I would have agreed with you initially if it was just posted once. But when you post twice on the same day, so who's buying me lunch? And then the app thing again, you know, the link, now you've gone too far, right?
Eric on Twitter, at Woody and Wilcox, I can't believe you guys are making me side with man bod Woody.
I'm a dad bod.
You're neither. I'm 31, and I hate social media and millennials because of stuff like this. I mean, I don't think you need to throw everybody in the same box, do you?
I mean, it might be nice to connect with an old friend who just says, hey, happy birthday. Haven't, you know, heard from you in a long time. Hope things are well. That's how that happens. But the people, like your people, the ones that matter, are already going to know that it's your birthday and already have chosen some way to celebrate that with you.
Or not.
Or not, in my case.
Right.
We've chosen not to celebrate with you. You're welcome.
Speaking of GoFundMes, thanks to Chuck Diapers, a famous newsman who has just tweeted at us, hey guys, I'm looking to get to Gobbler's Knob next winter. I've started a GoFundMe page.
No, don't do it, Chuck.
There's actually a link, GoFundMe.com/ChuckDiapers, but it doesn't seem to take me anywhere. Chuck, is that a mistake? Is there actually a GoFundMe? Because Woody would love to contribute to it, and especially on your birthday, he would love to. At Woody and Wilcox on Twitter, and of course the Fez line, our voicemail is always available to you, 704-FEZ-3200.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, I don't know if we've solved anything here, but a friend of mine posted that it was her birthday yesterday and specifically requested money as a gift. Not, you know, not openly like, give me cash, but certainly, hey, it's my birthday. Who's going to bless me with a few dollars? And then posting a link to her Venmo account.
Which, does that matter, by the way?
Yeah, it
does. How she wants the money? Because, you know, old days, right? Grandma would put a $5 bill in an envelope and mail it to you. And then maybe later on, you received money in other ways. Now it's so easy, you know, with these different ways to just have somebody else, boom, shoot money right into your account. Does that mean, I mean, does it feel even less personal what she's asking for?
I don't think she cares.
Does it matter? I know she may not care. However she gets the money, she's fine with.
But it matters.
But does it even seem less personal? Yeah. And I'm, by the way, I'm on her side. I think she's probably just having fun. But I'm just saying, does it strike you as even more sort of callous and give me money when it's like, here's my bank account information?
It's, yeah.
Right? Because if she'd have just said, hey, who wants to send me some cash? Then you feel like, oh, you're just kind of having fun.
Correct.
But you're like, no, here's the link to my account.
That's what put it over the edge. And the second time that she did it in a day with the same link. And 844-4WW-SHOW, we're trying to figure out if this is actually a thing. Danielle is on the line. Danielle, you're on with Woody and Wilcox. What's up? Is this a thing?
I'm a 29-year-old girl, and there is no way that this is a thing. I mean, I think all the people that are saying that they see this on their pages, they need new friends.
I agree with you, but Wilcox seems to think it's a thing.
I'm saying I think she's just having fun. I'm not saying
I don't think it's having fun. I mean, no. You just don't do that. It's tacky. You're 29. Grow up.
That's harder for some people than for others, Danielle.
I mean, I would unfriend right there.
Well, I'm glad you're saying it as a woman, because if I say it, I'm like the old bee, you know?
Oh, no. No, I mean, if I see that, I haven't seen it. But if I had to, I would unfriend right there. That is not a thing. I mean, no. You just don't do that. It's rude.
All right. Appreciate the call. 844-4WW-SHOW.
Well, but I believe this voicemail message may say that people do it.
Good morning, fellas. On the topic of the woman asking for, you know, money for her birthday. I actually have a friend who is well into her 30s, 36, something like that. For weeks leading up to her birthday, she will start posting, hey, it's my birthday. My birthday's in 3 weeks. Start planning out your presents now. You can send them to my office. blah, 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 PM me if you want the address. And I know she's sort of joking about it, but at the same time, she really wants it. She has texted me personally saying, I get so jealous when everybody else gets flowers. Why don't I get flowers? I just want flowers. Just send me flowers. I want attention.
Mm.
You know, and this is every birthday. Like I said, weeks. And so it's not just the young, you know, as you say, the younger crowd, the 29-year-olds. No, she does this every year. And that's why I had to delete her. So I totally agree. I think it is selfish and just obnoxious. Thank you.
Fez line is our voicemail. That's how Mike left that message at 704-FEZ-3200. And I, you know, we've certainly seen that sort of I want mentality, even from people on this show.
I want some dong.
So it is, it's certainly ugly when we hear it that way.
But I didn't put my account up there. I want some dong.
Do you have a dong account?
844-4WW-SHOW. Let's talk to Robert. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, guys?
Nothing, man. What's your story?
Well, it's nothing I've done. I have never asked for money online or whatever, but I have seen many times over of people asking for money on their birthdays on Facebook, but it goes to like a charity that they choose. So it's sort of like a GoFundMe for my birthday, but it goes to a charity kind of thing.
See, I would respect something like that. But this link was definitely to her Venmo account, one of those apps that where you can trade cash back and forth, basically. Yeah. You know, I can respect if it's like, hey, I want this to go to Purple Heart Homes. You know, make a donation name today. That would be a great way to do it.
Of course, there's also that. You may remember the Seinfeld episode where George has people contribute to the Human Fund. Which is not a real fund, just something that he made up, and then he takes all the money for himself.
Yes,
is that frowned upon, or is that are we okay with that too, Woody?
I think that's what my friend is doing right now.
But no, but she's at least being honest that it's all going to her.
Correct.
She's not making up a charity.
Right. Hmm. Robert, we appreciate the call, man. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Something else is happening. I'm going to change gears for a second, and I don't know if you've noticed it. But I feel like it's just started in the last 24 to 48 hours. And maybe I'm wrong about that. I'll tell you what it is and we'll assess coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
I forgot what we were talking about now after that.
We're talking about what everybody is saying on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know what is going on either. So when you see the response of, I don't know, that's me.
It's not just you, and if you don't know what Woody's talking about, thank you to those of you who have responded mildly positively to the top fan badges that Facebook apparently is giving out. If you're somebody who's not a big Facebooker, you probably know nothing about this, but apparently this is a newish thing that Facebook is doing. Where if you're somebody who frequents a fan page of a team or a band or a singer or apparently a radio show and you are very active, they send you something that says, hey, you got a top fan badge. And I can't tell you, obviously it went into effect in our case yesterday. Elizabeth on the Facebook page, top fan badge, huh? At least I finally got something from this show. Love you guys. Then Jeremy says, love you guys, hate the show. I'm not sure how I feel about receiving a top fan badge from the Woody and Wilcox Show. Oh, Gary. Emily, thanks for the fan badge. I think I'll come to the next beer club and make it official. Jennifer, I feel such love. Thank you guys for the fan badge.
I wish we had.
What's a top fan badge, says Patrick, and how did I get it?
I don't want this. I don't want people to know.
The answer is we had no idea. And until you guys started saying, how did I get the top fan badge? Or, wow, thank you for the top fan badge. We didn't know that was happening. So if it makes you feel better, we completely selected you by your merits. We took a lot of time. A lot of thought went into it. We all voted. It was a double blind. And you came out on top.
Well, Frank's mom sent us a screenshot yesterday because she's a top fan, too. I've told her repeatedly not to listen to this show. But it's for engaging with us. I don't even know how you get it.
Headline from last week, in an effort to reinvigorate engagement with users, top fan badges are now being applied to user profiles on Facebook. Facebook rolled out the ability to achieve top fan badge status for bands, teams, actors, brands, etc. It's prominently displayed on the user's profile and can be achieved through frequent liking, commenting, and sharing on a page. So just so you understand, you're now telling the world, by the way, on your Facebook page, that you are a top fan of the Woody and Wilcox Show.
So if I go to my page, what am I a top fan of?
I don't know. I think you'd have to answer that.
How do I find out what I am? Because
if you're not, you wouldn't know unless you were. I think you'd know if you already were one.
I think you get some kind of notification.
Right, obviously.
Ah.
Not a fan of the show, are you?
I'm not.
I feel like this could be problematic if you go, apply for a job. They look at all your social media these days, and they could see that and be like, absolutely not. I'm hiring that guy.
But the other way around, this is going to be the Woody and Wilcox bump that you've been so richly deserving. This is going to get you a job now.
Oh, really? You think people on their resume are going to put down, I'm a top fan of Woody and Wilcox?
They don't need to. Chelsea's point is that, as people do research on you when you apply for a job, they check your socials. Boom. Look at that. Pure go-getter.
Pure go-getter?
Probably magna cum laude. Is that the right way to say that?
Yes.
So this is going to be big, I think, for a lot of folks. Not for you, Woody, but for a lot of people.
I thought that thing from Pornhub was spam, but apparently.
I did see that. People are like, ooh, yeah. I frequent some questionable pages.
I guess I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
You don't go to the Facebook page for that.
He goes wherever he can.
But this is right. But this is just Facebook.
Yeah, you're right. I don't.
Well, no, but
Facebook doesn't allow.
Pornhub is not giving you a top fan badge unless you're a fan of theirs on Facebook.
Does Pornhub have a Facebook page?
Well, I don't know. But okay. Woody's saying, I'm afraid of what it means. And I'm saying it only matters if you're going to a Facebook fan page. That's the only thing we're talking about.
They do have a Facebook page.
I'm sure they do.
I just found it.
Put it away. That would be funny, though.
That would be awesome.
Because, now you are. And if you didn't realize it, you are declaring that to, I guess, other people can see it unless you hide it intentionally.
But think about it. Seriously, what if you are interacting with something sexist, racist?
Bring back the Bell Beefer. I'm a fan. I'm on that fan page. The old Taco Bell item.
Do you want your employer to see that? I mean, what if you're on some kind of white supremacist website and you have an entire secret life?
Well, then you deserve what you get. I mean, but that is worth thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not just the white supremacist thing.
I was thinking of something extreme.
Right.
Now your employer sees that. Even your current employer.
I'm sure you can hide it. It's a setting.
Yeah, it does say manage next to it.
But it is something to consider. Because you may, like many people do, hate follow things, right?
You don't like something,
but you follow it.
Correct.
Either out of ironic comedic value or you like to troll them.
Right, to throw jabs, yeah.
But if you really interact with that a lot, you would get a Facebook badge that says, hey, you love guys who, whatever. I'm not going to throw it out there. So leave it at that. Yeah, you can fill in the blanks, but it is something to consider. Speaking of things to consider, we're gonna learn you something with a round of It Happened in Florida, and that's on the way next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So three stories is what Woody and I are going to share with you here. Hopefully you'll learn a little something, probably most likely what not to do in life. But all three stories are true, and they could have happened anywhere all over the globe, but one of them happened in Florida. That's the one you need to spot, because Florida, consistent with the crazy. So spot the Florida story to win at 844-4WW-SHOW, and Woody will kick it off with story number one.
Story number one is about speed limits. And in your mind's eye, what do you think is a safe speed to travel above the speed limit before a cop would pull you over? Because I think everybody's got a different number in your head. Wilcox, what's your number?
I would think 5 miles is safe.
5 miles is safe?
Maybe
Chelsea?
5 to 10.
I say 10.
10 is safe? Okay. I bring it up because cops pulled over a car in this particular state for doing 2 miles an hour under the speed limit. Just so happens that they found 500 pounds of marijuana in this car. And the reason we're talking about it on It Happened in Florida is a judge says that the 500 pounds of weed cannot be used as evidence because the cops did not have a good enough reason to pull the car over. That 2 miles an hour under the speed limit is an unreasonable search.
No probable cause.
No probable. Exactly, Chelsea. Exactly.
I've been pulled over before.
They said, the cops in their report said that when they saw the driver go by, they found him to be sitting too rigidly in his seat. And that's why they pulled him over for doing 2 miles an hour under the speed limit.
Sounded like you said he was seated too rigidly.
That's what the cops said in their report.
Posture's too good. Must have drugs.
And he's doing 2 miles an hour under the speed limit. Gotta be a druggie. Let's bust him. Judge says that's not going to fly. Is it in Florida where the cops will bust you for doing 2 miles an hour under the speed limit?
Story number two has to do with a video that has now gone viral. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's the video of the dude riding on the hood of a speeding car down the interstate. Mm. Has anybody seen this one yet? Because it's been viewed more than a million times in the last, I don't know, 24 plus hours.
Is he the one where he's talking on his cell phone while he's doing
yes!
it? Yes, I've seen
that. Wait, there's a guy on the hood, not on the top.
Yes, correct. Or the bonnet, as they say in England. A man was spotted riding on the hood of a car barreling down this particular interstate at speeds over 70 miles an hour, talking on his phone. Multiple people obviously caught video of it on their own phones. Many people called 911. One driver said, quote, the guy was just on the hood talking on the phone, looking left and right. Didn't look like he was alarmed or phased or anything. He was just chilling like nothing was weird, end quote. A 43-second video has now been viewed well over a million times as it's gone viral, obviously.
Was this set up?
The woman driving, and by the way, it was a Mercedes-Benz C300. I don't know why that matters, but she's driving. He's on the hood. They're going over 70 miles an hour. Both of them on the phone. Probably to each other. Don't know. Holding onto the hood with one hand and holding onto a handset of a phone with the other. And by the way, police responded and never were able to find them. But no one showed up as being injured at a hospital. So they believe that he survived whatever the situation was, and they still don't know who or why. Was it Florida is the real question at 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody's got the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with playing a game and taking it seriously. In this particular game, in story number three, is a game called Tag. And it's adults playing, isn't it? Is there a movie out right now?
Cole Beans talked to us about it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I bring it up because this is a real life version of it where this particular woman flew 4,000 miles to the UK just so that she could tag her friend and say, you're it, before returning to the airport and flying 4,000 miles home to America. Chelsea, waste of time or?
Loose time, I believe is the expression.
Money.
And money.
Focusing all your energy on tagging someone?
She flew in that morning to her friend who was having a christening for his niece, hid out as a gardener, then was there for the pictures, ran up to her friend, tagged him, said, you're it, laughed, took a cab back to the airport and flew home. They didn't talk. They didn't hang out. And she flew 4,000 miles. Loose time. Loose money. Loose morals. Is she from Florida, where the woman's like, yeah, I got some time. I feel like sitting on a plane for 8 hours, then tagging a man and then sitting on a plane for another 8 hours. Is she from Florida? You be the judge at 844-4WW-SHOW. Bryce is up first to try and solve our quiz. Bryce, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down to the plywood state?
It's got to be three.
Story number three. No, I'm sorry. It is not three. The woman who's from Atlanta, Georgia, Chelsea, are you familiar with it? I don't know what's going on with Atlanta. Flew all the way over to Scotland to tag her friend who she met a couple of years ago on a cruise, scream, "You're it," and then flew back to Georgia. 50-50 shot going out to Joe. Joe, can you solve our quiz?
Yeah, I'd have to say it was number two.
Story number two.
Crazy down in Florida.
Yes, that's a fact. You got it.
That's right. They were driving down I-95. You may be familiar with it. Runs the entire length of our east coast of these United States of America. And well-traveled. Not if you're going to start riding on a hood of a car, probably where you want to start. But that's what this guy was doing. And I'm trying to tweet out the video if you haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure you'll find it on your own as well.
And be careful of the cops in Fargo, North Dakota. If you're sitting too rigidly and driving 2 miles an hour under the speed limit, they'll pull you over and steal your weed.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Road rage incidents are skyrocketing. Would you agree with that statement? Or maybe they've always been there and we're just hearing about them more?
I don't know if
people
that's true or
irritated
not.
And aggravated at one another on the highways and byways of this great nation. I bring it up because there was an incident in Florida. I didn't use this story for it to happen in Florida because I think the call of the actual road rage incident by a local TV news person in Hialeah, Florida is what really made it for me. In most road rage incidents, you know, something happens and two drivers begin yelling at each other. Sometimes there's fisticuffs in between the drivers. Have you ever heard of one driver getting out and punching the other car repeatedly and then kneeing the other car?
I guess not, but we've heard some crazy, horrible stories about road rage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen to the call from the local TV news in Florida about what happened and was caught on video.
The polo-wearing man gives a pseudo-bicep flex and breaks into what looks like an old-timey fighter's stance before delivering at least one right-handed blow to the front of the vehicle.
The old-timey stance, you know, where you sort of have got your knuckles pointing at your own self, and you're like, hey, see, let's go. I got Jack Johnson here for you.
An old-timey fighting stance.
That's exactly what he says.
I love a glass of scotch. And, of course, my pal Baxter here. Well, now this is happening.
The polo-wearing man gives a pseudo-bicep flex and breaks into what looks like an old-timey fighter's stance.
No, stab before delivering at least.
What's a pseudo bicep flex?
My question too. Either is or it isn't.
He rolls up his sleeve and is like, "Look at my muscles!" Like you would see, I don't know, an 8-year old be like, "I'm flexing right here," and he pushes up with his hand.
Oh, okay. So he's not really flexing. That's why it's pseudo.
Right. He's making it look bigger than it normally would be.
You're good at doing that.
Cool beans. You better grab that one. I think. Huh? Who's with me on that? Right.
I want some dog. That doesn't make any sense.
Really?
Yeah, really.
In Hialeah, the polo-wearing man gives a pseudo-bicep flex and breaks into what looks like an old-timey fighter's stance before delivering at least one right-handed blow to the front of the vehicle, knocking loose some of that grill. Then, picking up the damaged auto part with pride, he taunts the SUV's driver, who throws it in reverse. The road rager heads to his own car in the middle of the street, but then seems to have a change of heart, takes advantage of the new space provided, and with a running start, charges the Explorer, landing a double knee drop to that already dented grill.
I love this guy, by the way.
Is he serious?
He's really going all out.
In the video, you see the guy sprinting, and he takes probably 7 or 8 steps, and then jumps in the air, and with 2 knees, just slams his knees into the grill of this Ford Explorer.
Why aren't they moving? Why are they? Is it traffic jammed up? I haven't seen the video.
The SUV is trying to back up, but he's reached an intersection, and he can't back up anymore, or he's going to get into a car wreck. And so that's why he can't do anything. He's like, I tried to back up, but that extra space gave him the room to run and do the double knee.
Is that advantage of the new space provided, and with a running start, charges the Explorer, landing a double knee drop to that already dented grill, which could be in better shape than his meniscus is now.
What?
Because he's coming and it's like, dude, that's got to hurt your knees. I don't. Yeah, I know you're trying to damage the other guy's car, but in reality, all you're doing is jacking your own knees up.
I have not seen that.
It's crazy. It happened. When was this posted? It was posted yesterday in Hialeah, Florida. Cops showed up on the scene, but it's another road rage incident. I've just never heard of a man literally, with the pseudo bicep flex and the old timey boxer stance, then just take a couple of quick punches to the grill, breaks a piece off, and then does the double knee fly into the grill as well. It's fantastic.
News is that
is this up somewhere?
I'm working on trying to find it on YouTube so we can get it up on the blog page. Yeah. It's fantastic. And one of the best calls ever, right? This guy's wasting his talents on the local TV news. He really needs to be in some sort of sports.
Did not wish to file a report.
Didn't want to file a report?
Yeah.
He was just so amused. He's like, it's okay.
I think I've got some audio of the actual interaction.
You destroyed the only thing I love. All right? There it is. What do you love?
I love poetry and a glass of scotch. And, of course, my friend Baxter here.
Well, guess what? Now this is happening. Excuse me. Excuse me. What are you doing? That's how I roll.
Man, it sounds familiar. God, that one guy sounds exactly like Will Ferrell.
Too big of a splash.
Interesting. Okay. I'll be looking for the video.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Have you seen what the band Portugal the Man has recently done? I didn't know about this until I saw the release, if I may use that expression, just the other day.
They do something new with their name.
Do they do something new with their name?
People have been changing things or like grouping everything together. Now it's all lowercase.
They put an exclamation point. Portugal, the Man.
No. They've been apparently doing this for a while where Portugal the Man, which is a band, not to be confused with Lovely the Band and any of the other bands that have the word the in their title. No, they've been running a video prior to their shows of Beavis and Butthead making fun of their own video for one of their big songs.
Beavis and Butthead from 1994?
No, Beavis and Butthead the Dentist. Yeah. Yes, the same Beavis and Butthead making fun of their video for Feel It Still. That's what Beavis, for those of you that are too young to remember that, Beavis and Butthead, that was one of the things that they did was, critique things, if I may use that expression.
Well, they would critique music videos.
So they, Portugal the Man, would run a video of their own song, Feel It Still, with Beavis and Butthead critiquing it prior to concerts. I just tweeted it out at Woody and Wilcox, so if you're not following along, but this gives you a taste of what it's like.
I keep my hands on myself.
Portugal.
The Man. Is that a crime scene?
This whole video's a crime scene. Look at his mustache.
What a dork.
She's misunderstood. It sucks.
He's misunderstood.
Kudos to Portugal the Man for bringing back an old standby. That's fantastic.
Are they even old enough to know who that is?
I don't think you have to be.
Yes.
Obviously, I'm going to say yes because they are using it at their concerts. And now what they did was release the full video now that if you'd like to see it, you can now see it without going to a Portugal the Man concert. I just tweeted it out.
The pride of Wasilla, Alaska, Portugal the Man.
That's right. Trying to figure out why their Twitter handle, though, is what it is, which it says something about Portland. Do they now claim Portland as their home? Do they no longer claim Alaska? That's a sad trend, by the way. Remember, everybody in Alaska got mad at Jewel because she started claiming San Diego, but she was really from Alaska. Yeah, their handle on Twitter is Lords of Portland. Was that the name of an album?
That's great.
You don't know the answer. Video is up. You can follow us at Woody and Wilcox if you're not doing it, and you can see a nice throwback to the old Beavis and Butthead days. We're going to find out what we learned on the show today, and we're going to do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
What did we learn today on the show?
Nothing.
Well, before I get to that, I just saw this crop up on the news feed. You may want to sit down for this, too. I'm quoting the headline. Cheese balls are back. The retro treat returns to shelves July 1st.
Oh, my ears.
Oh, stop. Dogs are losing it.
Cheese balls are the best.
Yeah, it is Planters. You may be saying, wait a second, I've had cheese balls. They didn't ever go away. Well, the Planters. Remember the old school Planters? The nut people, if I may use that expression?
Right.
They went away in 2006. It says, for those who are remembering a simpler time, hanging with friends, playing in the woods, and scarfing down handfuls of non-organic, horrible-for-you snacks.
Totally.
You can soon relive the food part of that while Planters is bringing back cheese balls. As of July 1st, by the way.
Boom.
Also, the cheese curls, which I think are the exact same thing, just in a different shape. For those of you who get tired of balls, you know, then you have another option. By the way, only available on Amazon and at Walmart. At least initially. And it will be for some sort of limited time situation. Whew. So let that wash over you. Collect yourself. Feel better about yourself as you move through the day. What else did we learn today? Woody said that they're having a heat wave in Scotland. The ultimate takeaway from that was, I'm going to keep an eye on Scotland. So you really had to be here for that. I think the key was that Woody thought it was hilarious. They were referring to their weather as blowtorch-like, and it's 86 degrees. But he talked about it for like 10 minutes. Today was Woody Game Wednesday. We found out that today is National Sunglasses Day.
Trending on Twitter. Woody and Wilcox bump, baby.
I think it was trending before you mentioned it. So Woody created a game. You wanted to say what the game was, Woody?
The game was who? Ray! Who Ray? You know, like Ray-Bans? Sunglasses? Ray?
Listeners had to figure out who the famous Ray was from the audio clue that Woody gave. That's how that went. If you missed it and you're kicking yourself, said no one ever, it's available on the Facebook page. First of all, we did Facebook Live it on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. Of course, you can find it on the podcast. Woody also was very upset that somebody he knows on her birthday, 29, put up her Venmo information on Facebook. That's the mobile banking account info where somebody can just basically wire you cash. Hey, it's my birthday. Who wants to give me money? Sort of a mixed response. There were plenty of people who were like, that's why I can't stand this generation and, you know, the social media. And then there were other people like, that's not happening. That's not a thing. That's just one rude woman who doesn't understand how life works. You can hear that on the podcast as well. We found out a lot about people who are now top fan badge holders of the Woody and Wilcox Show. I'm not sure what it means. Probably nothing but good, though. We heard an interesting road rage incident, which I rarely would say those words all together, but it was one that featured play-by-play to it, and it went something like this.
The polo-wearing man gives a pseudo-bicep flex and breaks into what looks like an old-timey fighter's stance before delivering at least one right-handed blow to the front of the vehicle, knocking loose some of that grill. Then, picking up the damaged auto part with pride, he taunts the SUV's driver.
I want to see that video. Do we have that up now?
It is on the blog page, yep.
So we learned that today, and we learned that the band Portugal the Man has a great sense of humor as they roll a Beavis and Butthead critique of their own music video prior to their shows.
Keep my hands on myself.
Portugal.
The man. Is that a crime scene?
This whole video is a crime scene.
You can see the full video up on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page, I think. I know we tweeted it out, at Woody and Wilcox. It's there as well. Tomorrow on the show, we'll find out what's weird out there on Craigslist. Maybe find a special July 4th gift for someone who's so hard to shop for. We'll have some odd goods and services. If you find something odd out there, send it in to Woody. Maybe we can use it on the show tomorrow. Intern Dave, is there anything you wanted to add to the show before we hand the reins over?
Another great show, guys.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
Not for a second have I even dwelled on the fact that the show's over. I don't,
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I don't, think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is very, ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not, not important at all.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.